There are millions of women in business that are crushing it. And I mean, seriously, crushing it. Some who you know and many who you've never even heard of. They're going to share how they did it so you can figure out how you can do it too. But here's the deal. It's not just about sales and selling. So I'm going to be bringing you the woo too. Get ready, get set, because it's almost go time for Women Crush Wednesday. What's up, guys? We are live, and I am here in the studio with an amazing guest, Mackenzie Cunningham.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today.
Of course.
I know you flew in. It was a long trek.
Girl, please. No. 5 minutes.
The traffic.
No, not even.
Yeah.
It was
okay.
I'm so used to driving in the car, so like it was nothing. It was so good. I was so excited to be here.
Yay! Thank you. And you brought donuts for everyone,
obviously,
which is like amazing.
I have to have Dunkin' every day or
really?
Yes.
I do Starbucks.
See, this is a very Northeastern thing too, I thought, was a Dunkin' addiction, which I absolutely have. But
yeah, where did that come from?
I don't know, but it's, I don't know what they put in there. But
see,
I'm fully
every
addicted.
Dunkin', this is why I don't like Dunkin'. Every Dunkin' is a little bit different.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know what you're going to get. Whereas Starbucks, they're all the same.
You're right. But even when Dunkin' Donuts is wrong, it's still right. So I'll take it. I will take it.
Okay, you guys, this is going to be amazing. We're doing this on Facebook Live because she's awesome. We're going to be airing it on the podcast later on. So if you miss some of it, make sure you go back to sellordiepodcast.com and download that episode. So today we have Mackenzie Cunningham. She's the founder and CEO of Searchy. And you're going to find out all about what that is and what that means in a minute. She's a wife, mom. She has a very cute baby. I just saw a picture. She's an entrepreneur, and she's the biggest cheerleader around for women. And so it's only fitting to have her here for Women Crush Wednesday.
Heck yeah, I'm so excited.
All right, so Mackenzie, tell me, like, you started out in sales when mm-hmm. you were in your 20s.
Yeah.
And what were you doing?
So literally since I've been legally able to drink alcohol, I've been selling it.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
So I started working when I was in college. I worked the door of a bar and club in college, and I knew all the sales reps there, and they kind of hooked me up with a job with the sales, like a distributor. We represented hundreds of brands, like from Patron to Absolut to Jameson, all these brands, and I loved it, but I knew that instead of representing a ton of brands, I really wanted to have one and really put all my focus and energy into that to see how I could grow a brand. So I started working for a company called Star Rum, and it was predominantly out of New York, and it was just me and the owner. Like, that was it.
Whoa.
His brother lived in LA and did social media for us, but it was just me and him. That's it. And we covered from New York down to Florida, and then we had Nevada and California as well. So I was gone 4 nights a week. It was a lot of sales. It was so much fun, but it was just way too much, especially when I was wanting to start a family and stuff. But it was so much fun. I loved it. I mean, we sold to Disney and MGM and Carnival and all these huge places.
So you opened all those accounts.
Well, I mean, I helped. We both did it. But, so it's like...
She's humble.
Well, it's a team effort. I didn't do it alone, that's for sure. But we would go to Disney and meet with the guy who's in charge of Disney Cruises, Disney World, Disney in Paris, Disney everything.
That's so cool.
And get cocktails in there. And it was just... I mean, the rum was incredible. It's from Mauritius. And it's just amazing. And I loved it so much, but it was just too much work. And then I worked for a local vodka called Dixie Vodka out of Charleston. And I loved it every day, but it just wasn't my passion. Alcohol, I mean, I have a 2-year-old. I don't have time to even drink it. So I loved doing it, and I was really good at it, but I decided I'd rather do something that was really, really fulfilling and got me really excited and energetic every day.
Ooh.
And I knew I loved making other people feel good and getting people excited and pumped up. So I kind of tied it all together and wanted to do something that included sales and women and helping and making the world better. And so she kind of was born from that.
So Searchy, what does that mean?
Exactly. So Searchy is a play on the word Circe, and I know you are not from around here.
No,
but
I'm not.
It's a very old Southern term. Circe is, and it just means a small unexpected gift.
Ooh.
Like my grandma, well, my mom's grandma, so my great-grandmother, she had a Circe closet in her house, and if she went to a dinner or a birthday or wherever, she would always show up with some kind of gift for someone out of that closet. So it was just, she would constantly stockpile pretty little trinkets and nice little things to take people, and we just grabbed something out of her Cersei closet, so she never showed up empty-handed. It was just an unexpected gift. So Cersei...
And by the way, she showed up with donuts. Can I mention that again?
You can't show up empty-handed with donuts and a little present for you, so I can't wait to get into that. But so Cersei is the exact same thing. It's an unexpected gift, but it's to her, so it's for women, from Cersei. So yeah, that's what it means.
Oh, I love that. That's so brilliant. Okay, so you're selling alcohol, you're doing really well, and then you realize one day you're just not, it's not your passion.
I kept getting burned out. Like, I kept physically being sick. And I'm a big believer in, like, Reiki and all that kind of stuff. I'm very woo-woo. I know you are, too. And everything that I kept getting sick with, everything said that you're burned out, you're working too hard, you're too stressed, you're angry, you're not loving what you're doing. And it was true. I just wasn't happy with what I was doing. Even though I was good at it, I had learned everything I could learn there.
Yeah.
And I just needed to move on to something where I could keep growing. Like, I just wasn't getting better at anything, and so I needed to make a move.
And so tell us what Cersei is now.
So let me tell you kind of like how it came about.
Yeah.
I was making my New Year's resolutions in 2018, and I was writing down all these things, and one of them was I wanted to help more people. I wanted to give more. Another was I wanted to be debt-free. I was doing the whole, oh my gosh, what's his name? Dave Ramsey?
Yeah.
Love him. I was doing that. So I wanted to be debt-free, wanted to give more. And I was kind of like, how am I going to do both of those things?
Yeah.
And then I just got, like, I grew up very religious, but I'm way more spiritual.
Yeah.
And I just felt this really sudden need to just, like, say a prayer right there in the shower.
Whoa.
And I was standing in the shower, and all I said was, just use me to help people. Like, because it might not be with money. Who knows what it's going to be with. Just use me to help people. And I just trust that whatever happens is what's supposed to happen. So fast forward 2 months, and I'm in Raleigh, and my girlfriend Katie had just started a hair bow company called Honor and Grace, and she had started a few other businesses before, and they hadn't worked out, and I don't know how she feels about it, but seeing her be open about having a business and then closing it and starting something new inspired me more than anything, because she wasn't afraid to put it out there and do it. And I think that's the hardest part for me. I had had 1,000 business ideas in my head, but I'm a salesman, so I, you know, to sell to me,
right?
So I couldn't even sell myself on these ideas because I would immediately tear them apart. So I went to see her, and I was so proud of her for starting this business, and I went and bought her first bow from her, and it felt so good to be her first customer. I was so happy, and I got in the car, and I said out loud, what can I do to help her grow her business? And the second I said it, it's like the universe needed to hear me say, how can I help? Because at a stoplight, right after I left her house, the name, how the business would work, every single thing was like handed to me in like a
box. You got a download.
All of it just came to me at one moment. And I texted Katie and told her the idea, and she was like, I have tears in my eyes. That's amazing. You've got to do it. And I loved it. And usually, my whole life, I had always done things for like validation, or I wanted people to say, oh, that's amazing. Good job. So instead of going and telling all these people what I thought I wanted to do, I didn't tell anybody. Like,
what?
No one. My family, nobody. So we came out, Cersei came out August 18th is when we told the world we existed. That's when my parents found out, my friends found out, everyone.
No.
Yes, I kept it so quiet for 7 months, told nobody.
Way to go.
And just built in silence. And then when it was ready, just told the world, and here it is. But yeah, it all just came out from the universe hearing me say, how can I help? And they're like, here you go, this is how you're gonna help.
Okay, so you get this download, and then what is the business idea? Like, what is it?
So what it is a subscription box, and it's only 4 times a year because, honestly, like, I hate clutter. I hate getting stuff you don't need, all of that. So there's no need for me to get a box once a month.
Yeah.
It's just too much. So I thought of it, it's kind of two businesses. So if you're a customer, it's a subscription box you get seasonally, and it's only $49.99, so affordable. And everything in the box is made by a female entrepreneur. But since the whole point of the business is to help grow the businesses in the box, we wanted to make sure that we're getting products in front of customers who are actually interested in those products. So Katie, for example, sells hair bows. We have the North Carolina box. And everything in the North Carolina box is made by a woman in North Carolina, and 10% goes back to a charity in North Carolina. But not everybody in North Carolina has a little girl or needs a hair bow or anything like that. So we created ultra-targeted platforms for these women. So we have a Mama Box, which is all towards moms. Cool. And it's not just stuff for kids. It's a lot of self-care items that make moms feel pampered and taken care of and feel really pretty because no one needs that more than a mom. So we have the Mama Box. Then we have the Goddess Box, which is what I brought you. And that's like all things woo-woo, all things
spiritual.
We're
going to check it out in a minute.
Yes, anything from like Florida water and crystals to jewelry and clothes, whatever. And then the Southern Box is all things really celebratory of the South. It has a little bit of an older demographic. It's just things like, you know, prints of Charleston front porches or, you know, pecans or things that are just really exciting about the South. But then our state boxes, which right now we do only have the North Carolina Box, but we're going to launch the South Carolina Box in December.
Whoa.
And eventually we'll have 11 states total, all states in the South. And the reason we wanted to do that is because we want to shine an extra light on women in the South, because when I would travel the country selling alcohol and I said I was from the South, they would all say like, oh, I thought girls in the South just went to college, got their Mrs. degrees and quit their jobs. And it's like, no, some women do that, but a lot of us are building empires too.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to shine extra light on them. So that's why we did the state boxes. But then the goddess boxes, you can be from anywhere in the world and be in that box. You just have to be by a woman. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're helping women promote their items yes. through selling these boxes
yes.
and getting them into the hands of people. This is brilliant.
Yes, and the one really, really big reason is because I knew I wanted to sell stuff for people that I really cared about and I believed in their vision. I, you know, our beliefs aligned with each other.
Yeah.
But I did a lot of research and found that women just kind of get the shit under the stick when it comes to funding. Last year, in 2018, 60% of every business was started by a woman in America, and 2% of VC funding went to women. 2%. Two. Oh. Not 20. Two.
That's disappointing.
It's hey, ridiculous.
Mary,
it's insane.
What's up?
It's insane. I don't know Mary, but hey, girl.
So, whoa, that's crazy. Okay,
yeah.
I want to talk about this download because I'm sort of stuck on it
yeah.
in my head. I'm
yeah.
going to call it a download, but I'm sure you have a name
call
for it.
Call it a download.
I was talking to someone yesterday. We were doing a live with Cody Bateman, who created Send Out Cards. I don't
okay.
know if you've heard of them.
No, but I want to hear all
and
about it.
And he was talking about this download that he got, and it made me, and so like in 24 hours, I've heard this, like, this thing came over me, and I heard this message being given to me
yeah.
that I had to go do this thing. How did you know to hear it? Because so many people miss those downloads.
Yeah.
Like their gut is speaking to them, but they just ignore it or they don't hear it. Like,
yeah.
What kind of a state, a place did you have to be in yourself,
girl,
to actually receive that message?
Girl, it's gonna be a long conversation because it took so much therapy and Reiki and yoga and all the woo-woo to get there. Because honestly, I love therapy. I think that everyone should go. It's literally like the gym for your brain.
Yes.
But I did a lot of like EMDR therapy. Have you heard
Ooh,
of that?
No.
Oh, girl, it's amazing. So EMDR
is
eye movement desensitization reprocessing. And it's just a way to talk about any traumas that have happened to you, and you can just clear them. So literally, you aren't bothered by them in any way. So I kind of did that, which really cleared out any blockages I had in any chakras. I told you I'm gonna get real woo-woo, okay?
I love chakras, okay.
Yes,
cool.
And then I started doing Reiki and clearing any blockages I had out and going to yoga and getting as centered as I could and meditating. Oh my God, meditation is everything.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you use an app or do you?
Yes. Oh my God. Because do you hear me talk? I'm all over the friggin' place.
What app do you use?
So it's not even an app. I literally go to YouTube and look up Gabby Bernstein.
Oh, I like
guided
her.
Meditation.
Yeah, she's good. I like
amazing.
Her.
Amazing. And they're like 5 minutes. They're not long at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit and meditate for 5 minutes because that's as long as I can sit still.
She's very real.
She's
that's
amazing.
What I like about her.
Yeah, because it's not like she's not too strict. She's not. You have to
no.
do this. It's just very. Find your vibe.
Yes.
Let's get zen. Calm down. And I just started doing that. And then I just started being around the right people. Honestly, I stopped being around people who didn't want to better themselves, who kind of wanted to stay in the same place. And I decided I wanted to only be around women who were also entrepreneurs that had their own thing going on. And the only people I told during those 7 months were other female business owners.
Way to go.
Just to kind of keep the vibe up.
And so, okay, so you surrounded yourself by the right people. You did
yeah.
the internal work that you needed.
Got to.
And then did you need, this is maybe a personal question, but like did you have to go out and get funding? Because you talked about the funding thing.
Oh my God, I'm going to tell you the craziest story. Doing this, and I went to this Bumble event. Uh-huh. And I don't know if you've read the Goddess blog, but if not, you're going to want to read it now. We just talked about the Goddess blog this week, and I went to this event called Bumble Biz. It was like a dinner for Bumble Business.
Yeah, they're doing like business dating now.
Yeah, and like I was not invited to this event as a businesswoman because I sold alcohol at this time. I was invited to host the bar.
Okay.
But I was very sneaky about things. I'd kind of, even the No Tribe, I got in by saying, hey, I'm going to sponsor the bar, but really I'm here to talk to you about my business.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. I love that.
So I went to this event, and we all had to write a letter to ourselves to open in January of 2020. And I wrote my letter and I wrote all about my business that I really wanted to have. This is maybe 2 weeks after I had the idea. And I wrote it all out, and then you put your address on it, give it back to them, they stamp it and send it back. So I got it back to me and I put it at my bedside table. And then have you seen Marie Kondo?
Yeah.
Okay. I watched one episode, obsessed, sent my daughter away for the weekend, and Marie Kondo'd my whole life. And I got to my bedside table, and this is maybe in April, and I had started reading Gabby Bernstein books. And one thing she says in there is you have to have a universal sign. So when you ask the universe for signs, it's not fair to not have a certain sign because you're going to interpret anything to make sense. So she said, close your eyes, and whatever you see, that's your sign. It could be an animal, it could be a song, it could be a number, whatever. And I saw a red cardinal. So that was in April. The Bumble event was in February. So I'm cleaning out my bedside table, and I find the letter that I wrote myself from the Bumble event. The stamp was a red cardinal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have the chills.
No, wait for this, because you're going to die, and I might have to get my phone and show you. So then, talking about funding, in May, my Nana, my mom's mom, is... I mean, she's me, but 70. She'll kill me for saying that, but she doesn't have Facebook, so it's fine. But she has owned multiple businesses, so I went to her saying, hey, I have some questions. I didn't even want to tell her about the business.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, in your experience, what way did you find funding? Did you go to a bank? Did you get a grant? Did you get a loan? What did you do? And she said, I really want to talk to you about what you need funding for. I really want to talk to you. So she comes up from Myrtle Beach, and on the day she comes up, I'm sitting outside my daughter, and I'm telling my husband I'm so nervous because she's coming, and I don't know what to say or how she's going to react. And this rabbit runs across our backyard. And I think everything's a sign. So I look up, what does a rabbit mean? And in Chinese, like history, and my husband's family is Chinese, it says that rabbits are the sign of abundance and prosperity. And I have to show you the picture. I'm not kidding. A cardinal came and landed on the rabbit.
What?
Like, I know it sounds like I'm lying because when does that happen? But I'll give you the picture. A cardinal landed on top of the rabbit and stayed and looked right at me. I have a picture of it. So I just kind of looked at it as like the universe is telling me this is supposed to be happening. Don't worry. This funding conversation is going to go perfectly fine.
Damn.
And I met with her, and it took 3 hours to explain to a 70-year-old woman what a subscription box was. But I did. And she was totally on board, and she did not fund me. She gave me a loan that there is interest, and I had to sign a contract. She's a businesswoman, okay?
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a 1-year term. So, I mean, I have 1 year to pay her back, but yeah.
Way to go, Grandma.
I know. She's pretty fabulous.
That is so awesome. Okay.
I've been working with entrepreneurs who are seriously working their ass off, working from early in the morning till late at night, and they don't stop, and they want to make the money, and they feel like that if you don't work all the time, you're not going to create the business or the revenue that you want. You got into this entrepreneur thing because you want to create financial freedom, but you also want to create life freedom. I get it. You need to go to cashflowtoceo.com. I teach simple and proven strategies that work. How to create a rock solid client attraction formula that brings in quality leads. How to provide value the smart way so you can turn cold leads into paying clients faster. I help you learn what kind of value you need to give. How to price your products. How to be confident in selling your products. If this sounds like something that can help you, go to cashflowtoceo.com or click the link in the show notes. I'll see you there.
I know you guys are dying to know what's inside the box because I'm dying to
excited for you to see.
So let's check this out.
And every season when you get it, it's kind of a surprise what you get. So you choose which box you get. So if you want very vibey, like woo-woo stuff, the Goddess box is the one for you. But you don't know what you're getting in it every season.
Ooh, it's a surprise.
Yes, it's a surprise.
Okay,
it's an unexpected gift.
This is beautiful. Do they all look like this?
So they're all a blue and white pattern. My daughter picked that pattern out, actually.
Way to go.
Just growing up in the South, my mom always had beautiful blue and white porcelain, like Chinese ginger jars.
Yeah, it reminds me of the plates.
Yes, so that was the inspiration behind it.
Okay, thank you for bringing this.
Yes.
I'm excited. Okay, so, wow.
So much
stuff. It's beautiful on the inside. It defines It defines Cersei and all that.
We leave no question unanswered.
So in case you're wondering. And then look how beautifully packaged all this stuff is. So let's check out what's inside the box.
So much.
So I can order this online right now.
Yes.
And I would get... Is this what's going to be really
Yeah.
Oh, cool. The power plate. What is this?
These are spices. And there's a little magazine here that has information about every single product.
Whoa.
And the best part is there's also...
Oh, you show the girl that made it.
Oh, yeah. So in here is information about every woman that's in the box because we want you to try their products, but we're more excited for you to meet the woman behind it because...
I love that.
In sales, I don't care what anybody says, it doesn't matter what you're selling. It's all about the relationship and the person behind it.
Yes.
So I wanted you to know the woman behind it, so you want to support them no matter what they're doing. So in here is information about every woman behind the product in there, and then also is where to shop and a coupon code so that you can go and directly support that woman in their business.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, so this is an amethyst which promotes the heart chakra for love, joy, and compassion, and it helps with vices, by the way. I didn't know that. It was written on the card.
Well, I'm telling you, and that's from Purple Girl Designs right here in Charlotte. This woman, Amber, she's amazing. So many good bracelets. I love her stuff so much.
Everything's purple?
No, I mean, it's just called Purple Girl Designs, and that's why we put in the amethyst, because that's her favorite one. That's what really inspired her to start it was the amethyst, so that's why the name is Purple Girl, and that's why we gave you the purple one.
Very cool.
Yes.
This is all-natural deodorant.
Mm-hmm. From Urban Roots in Fuquay. How cute is
that? Be a kind human. This is awesome. I'm so drinking coffee out of this today.
That's Piper Fox in Charlotte. Her name's Jess. She's incredible. This, you're going to die. You're going to die. It's so good.
Ooh, is this a bath bomb?
It's a CBD bath bomb.
Whoa. I'm already going to give this to someone
yes.
who loves that kind of stuff.
And that's the best part, is anything in here you don't use, because I hate clutter, you can keep it in your Cersei
this
closet
is Hannah K.
and give it away. It is Hannah K.
I love Hannah K.
You're going to love even more when you open it. There's a $25 gift card.
What? Okay, you guys. Hannah K makes the best blankets on the planet.
Ever.
And I think she makes them for babies, but
she
I
does.
Use them with my dogs.
Well, you should use them for everything. And your dogs are your babies. So perfect.
They are.
Perfect. And there's seven.
And by the way, they're the dog's most favorite blankets.
How could they not be? Hannah K made them.
They are amazing.
And there's $750 worth of stuff in here. $750.
Seriously?
I'm not kidding you.
Dark hair, dry shampoo. Okay, so like wow, my mind
it's a self-help book. It's
this
amazing.
This is amazing. This is, you guys, there's so much stuff in here. I'm not going to go through everything right now. Wow.
Elderberry tinctures.
What is that?
Do you ever take elderberry syrup?
No.
Honey, okay, you'll never get the flu again. I'm telling you. During flu season especially, this is really good for your immune system. It's almost like taking vitamin C times a billion.
I got to smell it.
So it's like elderberry. So I know, but I'm telling you. It's the best thing.
It smells like elderberry.
Well, elderberry syrup usually has to be refrigerated. You can't ship it. It's, you know, you have to go pick it up from somebody that made it. This is a tincture, so you don't have to refrigerate it.
This
it lasts
cool.
for a whole year. You only need 3 or 4 drops under
I'm
your tongue.
Try it.
And it's made with glycerin instead of alcohol, so babies can have it. So
way
if you have a
go.
Baby that can't get its flu shot or doesn't have vaccines yet, if you choose to give vaccines, then you can give them this syrup to really keep their immune system up and
this
keep them
is
healthy.
Body butter. You guys, this box is really, really cool. First of all, thank you.
You're welcome. Let me give you a magazine.
Yeah, I'm going to go through all of this in a little bit because I'm so excited. I'll do like an actual like reveal of everything inside on Instagram if you want to join me later for that. But this is amazing. So I want to talk about like a couple of things from a business perspective.
Yeah.
So number one, was it scary quitting your job?
I mean, it's so weird because I feel like in my head, yeah, it's terrifying, but in the weirdest way, like everywhere else in my body. And I feel like that's when, you know how you feel like a gut feeling, you know
yes.
someone's right or wrong. I feel like when I get a bad vibe from somebody or anything, I can always feel it somewhere in my body, like solar plexus,
yes.
your heart, your throat sometimes.
Yes.
But this, even though in my head I was like, you're walking away from equity in a brand, you're walking away from a steady paycheck, from a career
and you have.
And
you have a family, you have a baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, but then everything else in my body was like, this is the right thing to do. You're doing the right thing.
What would you say to someone who's thinking about quitting their job, feels like they're aligned with their vision, but like still has that uneasiness and that fear?
Go to therapy, girl, because if you're feeling it, you're feeling it and you should be quitting. And if you're too scared, then work out the things that are making you scared, because it's not scary to leave the thing that's not helping you. It's
mm-hmm.
scary the things that are worrying you, and you need to figure out what's actually
Ooh.
Worrying you, because doing something that's meant for you isn't scary. That's you just really need to work good. On what you
guys,
need to get to
rewind
the root.
And listen to
yeah,
back.
Get to the root
really
of it. Because if you think something's upsetting you, it's probably not what you think it is. And you need to get the root of it.
So you said gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know why they call it a gut feeling?
Tell me.
Okay. So the day we buried my grandma, I had the worst stomach pains on the planet. Like, my parents thought they were gonna have to bring me to the hospital.
Like right here.
Like just right
solar
in my
solar plexus,
gut.
Yeah.
It was horrific. Mm-hmm. I thought I was like really sick.
Yeah.
And they're driving home and I'm like holding my, you know, it was just horrible.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my therapist because I fully believe in therapy also.
The best thing.
I was talking to my therapist, you know, a couple of days later and I was explaining this like horrific feeling in yeah. my stomach. And she goes, well, yeah, you had a gut feeling. And I was like, huh? She's like, that's why they call it a gut feeling, because when something is going on in your brain, your body releases hormones into your gut mm-hmm. first. And so that's why you're actually feeling the hormones being released in your stomach.
Yeah.
And like your body, your brain sends the signal to your gut first, and that's why you feel it there.
Yeah, and
you're crazy or
and
what?
Your the chakra that's right here, your solar plexus, that's where you hold all your confidence, that's where you hold all your joy, your happiness, all of this is kind of right here between your solar plexus and your heart. So, like, if somebody says something mean to you or, you know,
it's like punched
yeah, the
side,
bad
yeah.
breakup, it feels like a punch to the gut.
Yeah.
And it's just because your confidence has been hurt. And
yeah.
that was what I needed to work on in therapy and Reiki and just get that confidence up to say, something might not be working, but it's not because of you. It's because the universe is telling you this isn't working because this isn't what's meant for you.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Like, it's not because you're failing or you're doing something wrong. I'm redirecting you to what you should be doing. And you shouldn't say, oh, this doesn't feel good. I'm doing the wrong thing. It's, I'm giving you a sign this isn't what you should be doing, and let's redirect to something else. And
yeah.
I loved Dixie when I started. I loved Star when I started, and I loved my experience there. But I just knew when I got that feeling,
it
my
time
here is done.
I love that. So Alex says, CBD is just diet weed.
Sometimes, I don't know. Well, I will say the woman who makes these, her name's Holly McCabe. She's incredible, a serial entrepreneur. She's one of the most impressive people I've ever met in my life. In the CBD company she owns called Zen in a Bottle, she makes all of this stuff, and you've got to talk to her because I will make it sound so dumb, but the science behind it, I mean, she will talk about molecules and
oh,
this
I
and
believe
that,
it. Yeah.
And she's so into it, and it's helped her with her autoimmune disease. So that's what made her get
wow.
into this. And that's why we have information about every woman behind the product, because it tells you why they started it. It's not, nobody in that box started a business because they wanted to make money. They started a business because one woman didn't like the way that companies were making beauty products. She is a chemist. Her name's Jenny. She owns Roses and Azalea. That's the dry shampoo and lip balm in there. And they were testing on animals, and they were putting ingredients in there that actually made you sweat more in a deodorant.
Oh, God.
And she was just like, you know what, this doesn't feel right, this isn't right, I don't want to do this. And she quit, went on her own, and makes her own stuff. Holly's the same way. She saw CBD companies making
wow.
things with low quality ingredients and just selling them like gummy bears and things like that because people wanted that. It was
yeah.
just a craze. She was like, I'm not doing that for those people. Those aren't my customers. My customers are people who truly have a problem, and I want to help them. So that's what's so
there
amazing about every single product, and even more importantly, every single woman in that box, is their story moves you so much that by the time you get the box and see what's in it, you don't even care because you're so excited to support the woman. So if you get on our social media, it has, we give shout outs and do spotlights every couple days about the woman behind the product. We tell you about their home life, their childhood, what got them started, so you fall in love with that woman. And then when you get their products, you're just like, oh, what an added bonus. Are you kidding me?
That is really cool. Okay, so you make this sound so easy. Like, you quit your job, or you were doing your job while you were building this business.
Yes.
And in 7 months, you launched this whole box
mm-hmm.
that's now for sale
yeah.
on ShopSurshe.
It's the website is Surshe.com, so S-U-R-S-H-E.com. And then all of our Instagram and social media is at ShopSurshe.
Cool. Okay, so but in 7 months, you like...
Girl. Mm-hmm.
This is...
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
So the secret, and I'll tell you, is waking up at 5:30 in the morning is very helpful.
Yeah.
But
you were working full time during
this?
Oh,
God, yeah. And I covered North and South Carolina. And by the way, Dixie Vodka was the number one spirit in growth in North Carolina, which
way to go.
It's a government-run state, so it was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it, okay.
but
I, this was the first time in my life I had an idea that I didn't tear apart into a million pieces. And instead, I kept building on it, and it kept getting better. And So I really.
But what did that look like? Like, break it down for people who might want to do something like this. Like, you woke up really early.
I would wake up at 5:30 every day, and I have a to-do list. And I don't know if you know Brendon Burchard.
Yep.
He's amazing. I listened to his book, and I just started inhaling audiobooks, which really helped me. But his specifically, he said you need to have a top five. And if you're not doing something that has to do with those top five, you're wasting time. Mm-hmm. So I would do a top five per month and say, okay, this month I need to have the box designed. I need to find people that need to be in the box. I need to find a fulfillment company. And I would have a top five every month, and that's all I would focus on that month. And then I started going to networking events to meet people, to meet my publicist, to meet the woman who built the website, to meet all these different women, and kind of started compiling an Excel file. And when I got ready enough to show them, like, the website was really important. I got the website built. And then when that was done, I started reaching out to different women saying, hi, you don't know me at all, but can we meet for coffee so I can tell you about my business? Thanks. And probably out of 100, maybe 40 responded, because I probably sounded like a serial killer. Yeah. So 40 or so responded.
That's huge.
Yeah. And I set up meetings with maybe 25 of them and went and met with them in person, because for me, like, such a salesman, I'm so hard to sell. And I said, okay, how would I sell me? So mm-hmm. I went and I acted as if I was selling to myself, and I met them in person. I showed them the boxes so they were ready. And I said, this is what I want to do. These are the options to be a part of it. I'd love to be you to be included. And some of them weren't perceptive to it. Some of them were all in. But the ones that didn't want to do it yet, I was like, that's fine, because next season you're going to be banging down my door, and that's fine.
Right.
But the ones who were involved, I will never forget these women. I mean, I'm just so excited. So yeah, I mean, I would just wake up really early, do the top five, keep the vibe up, I think, is the most important thing. So I think just what you're taking in, the people you're around, what you're listening to, what you're doing every day is so important. So for me, I mean, I don't even know what music is popular right now, because all I listen to are podcasts and audiobooks. So your husband's book.
Yeah.
Of course, Little Red Book, which is why I wore this dress, of course.
I love it.
Brendon Burchard.
I couldn't wear red because you showed up in red, and I was
we could have matched.
I don't want to clash too much. So what?
And like Brene Brown was another one, and Rachel Hollis, all these just really good books, and just constantly kept the vibe up and made sure I was super excited and just didn't tell anybody about it. And I think not telling people was such a huge part of it, because so often people, they just can't see your vision. Like when I was pregnant, I would show ultrasound pictures to people, and nobody gives a shit about an ultrasound picture. Nobody, nobody. They want to see the baby. So instead of telling people my plans and my ideas, I was like, I'm going to show it to you when it's born, when it's
ready.
That's
the thing about being an entrepreneur, and I actually like randomly posted about this morning, is people don't have to see your vision.
No.
If you're an entrepreneur, you need to see mm-hmm. the vision, and you need to believe in it, and really, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And so many people tell you bite off more than you can chew, and it's just like, sweetie, we don't have the same appetite, okay? Okay? Like, I did not bite off more than I can chew, more than you can, but that's okay. So I just kept it quiet, and I think that was really the biggest thing for me, because if you know me at all, I don't keep anything quiet. I don't ever stop talking. So I think that was really the biggest thing, was making sure that everything about this wasn't something to impress somebody. It wasn't something to include someone's opinion. It was just exactly what I wanted to do, exactly the way I wanted to do it. And I mean, it's just good. And I honestly think that my intentions were so good, because at one point I was doing kind of like a break-even analysis and figuring out what I needed to sell to break even. And I thought, you know what? Screw that. We're not doing this for the money. I need to look at money like it's my best friend. I love her. She loves me. We're going to play all the time. It's going to keep coming.
Yep.
And I'm just going to do this for these women in the box. I want to grow their business. I want to get them more customers, because I don't have the funding to give them, but I could sell fire to people in hell, okay? So I'm going to sell their stuff to everybody. And I just wanted to make sure I focused on that. And if your intentions are pure and good and you stick with that, I think everything good that is meant for you is just going to align and come to you.
Oh, mic drop. I love that.
Yes.
That is so awesome. All right. So we are going to post a link to your Instagram and to your website.
Please do.
You guys, you have to follow Mackenzie. You have to follow. Is it like, do you have your own handle for this?
Yeah. Shows? So it's at Shop Searshy. It's kind of like a little Sally sells seashells kind of thing. Yeah. But yeah.
I could never say that when I was little.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And everyone can use the code sell or die to get 20% off their first box. So only $39.99
Wait, you guys, I had no idea.
You guys, well,
this is
surprise,
amazing.
Surprise. So you get $750 worth of stuff for only $39.99 for your first box.
I love that.
Yes, and then it charges you again December 1st, and you'll get the winter box in December.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you
for sharing how you've built this business in less than a year.
Crazy.
Launched it secretly. I love your story.
It was very much a Beyoncé moment. It was my Lemonade album.
Yes.
People just woke up and there she was. But really, that's what happened.
Oh, man. All right. This is Women Crush Wednesday. This is Wednesday, but I'm going to remind you, women, to go crush it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.